Leaders in the Pennsylvania Capitol say the framework of a state budget agreement has been reached. It would include a $400 million increase to K-12 public education this year. Now, the deal is far from finalized, and many details are yet to be worked out, including where to find the money for the boost. Joining us to discuss these developments is WHYY education reporter Kevin McCurry. Kevin, welcome. And it seems there's been real progress lately after 5 months of stalled talks.
Yes, Dave. Both Governor Tom Wolf and the leaders of the Republican-held House and Senate believe they can get a budget done before Thanksgiving. Everyone involved seems very tired of the protracted negotiations. It's forced school districts across the state to borrow money just to keep their doors open. So there's now a real will just to get a deal done. But all sides stress that as of now, there's still much to be worked out. Jen Coker is spokeswoman for Senate Republicans.
What we have to understand is that this is the first time that we feel like we're moving ahead and everyone is on the same track, as opposed to having a solid deal or that this is anything that's final. Nothing is agreed to until everything is agreed to in the plan.
So if nothing's agreed to, what do we know at this point?
Well, let's start with the education boost. So there's a tentative agreement on the $400 million increase for public education this year, but the revenue source is still undefined. There's talk, just talk, about raising the state tobacco tax, hiking the bank shares tax, and possibly shifting gambling revenue into an account that would help school districts pay down pension debt, which has become a major cost driver lately. Now, the biggest piece that both Wolf and the Republican legislative leaders have found consensus on is this agreement to fund a $2 billion statewide property tax reduction by hiking the state sales tax by 1.25%.
Now, how would that play out across the state?
So everywhere but Philly and Allegheny County, or Pittsburgh essentially, the sales tax would rise from 6% to 7.25%. But in Philadelphia, because the sales tax is already 8%, it would jump to 9.25%. In Allegheny County, it would go to 8.25%.
9.25% sales tax in Philly. How's that playing out in the city of brotherly love?
Well, I reached out to Mayor Michael Nutter, City Council President Darrell Clark. Both of them said it's too early, it's too premature to comment. They're anxious, though. State Rep John Taylor, a Philly Republican, essentially said the same thing. Sources close to the Wolf administration say there could be a way to keep that sales tax rate down in Philadelphia by lessening the property tax reduction. But details are still being worked out. In general, though, advocates for the poor locally aren't happy with this deal, with property taxes potentially going down while sales and cigarette taxes potentially go up. You have the makings of a very regressive budget that disproportionately hurts poorer Pennsylvanians. Kate Goodman is an organizer for 15 Now Philly, which advocates for a higher minimum wage.
As much as we desperately need income for Philadelphia schools, we need to start looking away from taking money from low-income people and sales tax impacts poor people who are buying basic goods more than wealthy people who have other assets.
Though from the perspective of educators, this seems at first blush to be a big win for schools.
Right. There would be a big new state influx of cash. But here's the catch, Dave. Republicans insist that any tax boost come with some sort of protection from property taxes being able to shoot right back up. Now, there's nothing definitive on this yet, but there's an idea that's been getting a lot of traction that would require a local referendum for any property tax increase.
Wait a minute. Anytime a school board wanted to raise taxes, it would have to come up for popular vote?
Exactly. And this prospect has a lot of advocates in the education world very worried. A coalition of them, 50 of them to be exact, sent a letter to stakeholders this week denouncing the idea as poor, reckless policy. The fear here is that in getting a win in short-term statewide ed funding, Wolf could be blessing a plan that would potentially handcuff school districts locally in a way that could be damaging long-term. The Pennsylvania Association of School Administrators is one of the groups who signed that letter. Executive Director Jim Buckhite says it's foolish to think that everything should be taken to a popular vote, especially when it comes to schools.
Less than 20% of the households in the state have school-age children. So, you know, you're going to have a lot of people who don't have an interest in what occurs in a local school district, even though it's a vital function of government.
Kevin, a centerpiece of Wolf's original plan was a tax on natural gas drilling. Republican leaders have prioritized reducing pension benefits for state employees and privatizing the state liquor system. What's happening with those proposals?
The Wolf administration now says that a drilling tax is off the table for this year. Some sort of change to the pension system for future employees does seem imminent, but details aren't being released publicly. Same for some sort of change to the current liquor store system. Overall, Dave, this is what I'd say. The point to underline is that there's a lot of moving parts in a budget that looks like it could deal some major wins and major losses to both Democrats and Republicans. But we won't be able to comment on the balance until everything is finalized.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY education reporter Kevin McCory on Newsworks Tonight.